Nadarim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph 3:1. Now the Mishnah discusses the topic of when to do the Tiglachas Tahara, the haircutting procedure that happens at the end of the Nazir's Naziris period. So if a person says, Misha Amar Hareini Nazir, he accepts upon himself to be a Nazir. So that, of course, as we said before, implicates him for a 30-day Naziris. Therefore, Megaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'echad, the proper time for him to do his Tiglachas Tahara, the haircutting, is on the 31st day, once he's observed 30 full days of being a Nazir. However, Vim Gilach Liyom Shloshim Yatza, if he does his haircutting on the 30th day, then Yatza B'di'evet, after the fact, he's fulfilled his obligation to be a Nazir and do his 30 days because of the principle of Miktsas Hayom Kukulo. A part of a day has the halach status of being a full day, which applies in many places. I think most familiar to people today is the Shiva that one observes after losing a relative. So they get up on the seventh day because part of the day is considered the whole day. So Mida Oraisa, a person would have fulfilled his obligation for Naziros even with doing part of that 30th day, just as everyone agrees the first day on which he declares his Naziros is not a full day. You know, he declares it sometime in the course of the day, which means he's only getting a partial day for that first day, but everyone agrees that's fine. And so too, everyone agrees that Mida Oraisa at the end, the last day, Miktsas Yom Kukulo, part of the day has the status being the whole day. However, Mida Rabbanan, one is supposed to observe the full 30 days, then do his haircut on the 31st day. But as the Mishnah says, if one failed to do that, and he did his Tiglachas Tahara on the 30th day, so then after the fact, B'di'evid Yatza, he's Yotzi, his obligation. In contrast, if a person says, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom, his commitment isn't just to be a Nazir, but to be a Nazir for explicitly 30 days. So since he now specified 30 days, the usual 30-day obligation of Naziris isn't quite the same as this. Instead, since he said 30 days, he has to do 30 full days, and therefore, Im Gilach Leyom Shloshim, if he does a haircut, the Tiglachas Tahara on the 30th day, since he committed to 30 days, which are going to send to 30 full days, lo yatza, then even b'di'evit is not yotzi. Now, there's interesting machlokas here, exactly why this is the happening. So, according to the Bartanura, who's quoting, basically going like the Ram, etc., he said 30 days, so now he has to do 30 days, which would mean the same thing. If he said 100 days, he's a nazir for me'ayom, 100 days, so then he would have to do his haircutting on the 101st day, and if he did it on the 100th day, he would not be yotzi. However, others, Tosos, learn that Miktsas Yom Kukulo applies in all scenarios. It's just that when a person says, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom, he would have been a Nazir for 30 days even if he hadn't said Shloshim Yom. Hareini Nazir would do that. So what's the difference? The understanding is that in this particular case of 30 days, since he said Shloshim Yom, he means 30 full days, and that was the nature of his commitment, more than the usual into the 30th day, Miktsas Yom Kukulo. And therefore, well, that's true over here, if once he says Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom, if he does a haircutting on the 30th day, he's not yotzi even b'di'evid. If he would have said 100 days, then he would be yotzi b'di'evid and getting a haircut on the 100th day, says Tosfos, because the difference over here is the Shloshim Yom has to add something. What is Shloshim Yom coming to add? It must be, to be specific, that Miktsas Yom Kukulo shouldn't apply, but when he says 100, he wouldn't have meant that.